You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Boo.
Boo, peek-a-boo.
Happy spooky episode.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I know, when this episode comes out, tomorrow will be Halloween. Do you say Halloween or Halloween?
I don't think about it too much.
Halloween. I think some people say Halloween.
Old Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I think I say Hall. Anyway, hi, I'm a narwhal today.
I'm a carrot.
Eric's a carrot.
I texted Colleen today. I was out running some errands and I texted her. I was like, oh, hey, should we dress up for the podcast this week? Because it's come out on Halloween pretty much. Mm-hmm. And she said, we are. Mm-hmm. I've already got costumes for us. Mm-hmm. I got you a carrot one and I am being a narwhal.
Yep. Of course.
You were thinking ahead.
I was thinking ahead. I was very excited about this. So yes, we are dressed up today, like a carrot and a narwhal. And I'm trying to...
Can I ask a question?
Oh, you can fins. Ask me whatever you want.
What's going on with the ass of that thing? What's going on with the butt?
The ass of
Of your costume.
I haven't
Can you
looked.
Stand up?
Is it open?
Can you stand up and turn around?
Okay.
There's like, what is that? What's going on there?
Oh, what is it? Is it supposed to be connected like
that? I don't
know.
There's a button there.
What's happening? There's a button.
Is that a fin?
It's my fin. Yeah.
Oh, that's your whale tail?
My whale tail, yeah, I guess.
It looks like it should be tucked and then buttoned up here.
Like a diaper or something?
It looks like...
How bizarre. What a strange choice.
Yeah. I love it.
I didn't notice that. Thank you for that special surprise on my butt.
I like that they have pockets. I have another surprise.
Really?
You said carrot.
Yeah.
One of the places I happened to be running an errand was a Spirit Halloween.
You ran an errand at a Spirit Halloween?
As you do, the week
before
Halloween.
What kind of necessary errands were you running at Spirit Halloween?
And I was like, well, she's got me. I didn't know what kind of carrot costume you got me, but I didn't know I didn't think it would have a head. I didn't think it would have a hood.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got this. Hold on. Oh, that's cozy.
Wow.
Is that better? Do I look more like a carrot now?
No, but it's cool. It's a very pointy green wig thing. I like it. It looks great.
This is embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? It's beautiful.
Because look at it. Look at me.
What's wrong with it? It's awesome. I love it.
So yes, it's a Halloween episode, right?
It is a Halloween episode.
And probably the day after Halloween, what are you going to do?
Eat candy.
And start decorating for what?
Christmas, obviously.
What are you going to get me?
For Christmas?
Yeah, because you're such a good gift giver.
You're the hardest person in the world to shop for. I'm a very good gift giver, but with you, I have a very hard time.
Well, I got something for you. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible handpicked gifts from Uncommon Goods.
I legit love Uncommon Goods and have bought from them for you multiple times.
You have to.
They're so great.
You can't look on that billionaire's website for me.
Okay.
I like stuff that's interesting. And original and handmade and remarkable. But I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you some things from Uncommon Goods that I want for Christmas.
Yes. See, you don't even need to tell me. I mean, I want you to, but I can go on Uncommon Goods and find so many things I know you'll love. That's like one of the reasons I love that website. I've bought from there many a time.
How about this, love? A fishing pole campfire roaster.
Incredible.
It looks like a fishing pole. So like it hangs out over the campfire. You can roast marshmallows on it. Wieners, and sausage.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite sausage.
I don't know, whatever else. I don't know, but it looks like a fishing pole and you can just dangle it over the fire. I need that. I want that. How about an acoustic frog amplifying phone speaker?
Wait, say it
Look
again.
At it. Say it. It's a ceramic frog that, you know,
oh my God.
Always,
I love the frog's holding its own mouth open.
on my phone and it'll make your phone louder. How about this? A turntable cheese board. It's a cheese board that looks like a record player.
You actually need all of these
And then
things.
This thing comes off and that's what slices the cheese. It actually has like a cheese
Shut
slicer, you know, with like the wire, a cheese wire.
That's so amazing.
See?
Oh my God.
How about this? NFL game day bingo set.
Okay, have to do this.
Because you know how much fun you have loving watching sports.
Well, I actually do like watching sports with you.
And now we can play football bingo with it. I don't know. They have a lot of cool stuff.
That's
there.
So awesome.
But I just thought I'd make it a little bit easier for you this holiday season and tell you exactly what I wanted instead of you getting me the same multi-tool that you
I do
get
have
every
some,
year.
I do have some. Okay, first of all, you love those multi-tools.
Well, now
and
I have
second
eight
of all,
because you forget that you buy them for me every year.
But every time I go on Uncommon Goods looking for stuff for you, I end up getting stuff for like everyone. Like I've gotten stuff for Rachel on there, for my parents on there. Like Uncommon Goods, it has so many cool, unique things that you would never find anywhere else and stuff you wouldn't think of.
It's an easy site to navigate too, because it's like broken down by things that people would like. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S., and they have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you could find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice.
It's amazing.
They've donated more than $3 million to date.
That's incredible.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/relax. That's uncommongoods.com/relax for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I'm legit going to use our own code to go Christmas shopping for you.
I know.
I really am.
Yeah, well, I just told you what I want, so you're welcome.
You got it.
You love dressing up for Halloween?
I just like dressing up in general. And I like Halloween. It's like two things that I love.
And you get like 10 costumes a year, I feel.
I have a lot of time to make up for.
Oh, because you didn't celebrate when you were a child?
Right. So I feel like I didn't get to dress up when I was at the like heyday of when it's like the most fun to dress up. Because I didn't dress up from the ages of 2 years old all the way up to 12 or something like that.
Sorry for your loss.
And then I was kind of too old to dress up at that point. So I didn't get to dress up. And then all through like college and beyond, it was kind of like, I don't know, I dress up, but not really. And then now I have kids and it's like exciting to dress up again.
It's so fun with kids.
It's so fun.
What a great holiday.
Such a fun holiday.
I don't get like, I find nothing satanic about it. I think it's just about like candy and kids in silly costumes and fun costumes and free candy.
Yeah, I guess it's all about perspective. I think
like community and like neighbors, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think my parents were just trying to keep us safe. They were doing the best they could. And they were like, they felt like it was a satanic holiday and we'd be given poison if we went trick-or-treating. And
yeah, there was a lot. I feel like when I was a kid, there was a lot of
there's going to be razor
fear,
blades.
Yeah, or needles. I would check candy as a kid because I would like really think that in a scary way.
Yeah.
Did you ever participate in Mischief Night? Do you know about that?
I've never. Have we talked about this before? Probably. I think you told me about this I was
blown
away.
Last Halloween, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're like, it's a night where
they call it like the night before Halloween is like mischief. We call it a mischief night. I think they call it other like
it's
devil's night.
It's called illegal,
other places.
Awful night. Like the things, if I remember correctly, it was like horrific.
No, you just like TP people's houses, like put toilet paper on people's like trees and houses and stuff.
Didn't you see you would like egg people and like
throw some eggs? Yeah.
That's so mean.
Shaving cream was big. You put like shaving cream like under people's car door handles. So when they went to open their car, they
had
shaving cream.
Like it was your buddies or it was like strangers?
Sometimes people, you know, mostly
that's
strangers.
So horrific.
There
that's
even was
so
a thing
awful.
Where you would take like a, you know, coffee filter, those paper coffee filters, and you would put like flour in it, like baking flour. And then you put like, and then like tie it up and you, then it become like a little like flour projectile. It would like throw at people's doors and stuff. Mm. Pretty sure the statute of limitations.
I hope that doesn't still exist. I hope people still don't do this mischief night thing.
I don't see it much. I didn't see like, oh, that person got TP'd and there's toilet paper all over someone's yard. I didn't see that.
I'd never heard of it before.
Well, I guess it hasn't happened yet. So.
Well, but I'm saying like in general, I'd never heard of that until you had told me about it. And I was I think you made that up.
Nope. It's a thing.
Horrible. I hope that's not a thing anymore. Don't be mean to people on Halloween. Should be a fun, happy holiday.
Yes.
I have a lot of things to talk about today. I'm very excited about this episode, love.
Okay. Who do you think needs to relax?
All right. I want to talk about who we think needs to relax. There's the English that came out. And then I have some really spooky things to talk about.
It's fun. I think it's fun to be spooked.
Yeah, we're going to be spooked. Okay. So the thing that I think needs to relax is outlets on airplanes.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
because I've used to travel all the time and we recently just traveled to Connecticut and I needed to charge my laptop on the plane, mm-hmm. which I'm so grateful whenever airplanes have outlets in general. It's a luxury, exciting, but I feel like it's kind of a necessity these days, especially because a lot of airplanes don't provide like entertainment much anymore. Like I feel like a lot of airplanes take the TVs out or
they just figure everyone's bringing their own tablet. Right.
So because of that, I feel like they should have outlets.
Which on most planes they do.
Yeah. But for some reason, the outlets on the airplanes mm-hmm. won't hold a plug. Like you put a plug in and it just falls out. Like if I was trying to charge my laptop, which in their defense, it's a heavy plug. Like it's a very heavy charger. That's the computer chargers.
Yeah.
But still like the nothing I could do. We tried everything to keep that thing in. It would not. And then I went and tried to put my just my phone charger in it, just a regular charger. And that wouldn't stay
in. Same, yeah. They're loose or something.
And it wasn't a single plane problem. It was every plane we went on. We did four planes.
You know you're in the sky, right?
I am aware that
you know you're like thousands of feet in the sky going like 700 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, I can't plug in my computer.
Right.
Isn't that in the world crazy?
It's crazy.
You're like I'm literally flying on a metal in a metal bird going 700 miles an hour. Why can't I charge my laptop?
Literally.
You're not the type of person who's like, looks out a window at an airplane. And it's like, no, look at those mountains.
I noticed.
Look at those farms. They're all, look at all those square farms and canyons.
You know what I noticed though, love?
I like to look out the window.
You love to look out the window, but you don't want to sit at the window.
He
wanted to sit me at the window, Flynn in the middle, and Eric on the aisle, which makes the most sense because he has the long legs. That makes the most sense, right?
I'm a nervous peer.
Yeah, totally understandable. So the issue is that I do not like the window seat. I don't care about looking out the window. I typically want the window shade closed because I want to be able to edit and I can see my screen better when I can edit if the window's down. So anyway, but you like to look out the window.
You're flying.
And so, right. Which is, I love that you love to look out the window. I think that's wonderful. But then you cannot sit on the aisle and then the whole time be leaning over everyone to try to look out the window and be telling us, you scolded, we haven't talked about this. Well, you were the whole time to me and Flynn, look out the window. Look out the window.
Cool. I didn't go on a plane until I was 17. Here he is. He's traveled the world and he's
Some
5 years old.
Some people just don't care to look out the window.
You're in clouds.
I'm aware.
You're up in clouds.
And I look and I appreciate and then I go back to what I was doing. I'm not going to gander for 5 minutes.
Yeah, the plugs don't work.
Plugs don't work. And if you want to stare out the window, I think that's beautiful. And I think you should sit at the window to stare out the window. And I certainly do not think that you should be yelling at me and Flynn to look out the window when we
No, I thought he'd be more, it wasn't about you, it was about him. And I just thought he'd be more excited to like see certain things, you know. I was like, look at all those lights. That's Las Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, are we over Colorado yet? Like, you know what I mean? He's like, I thought it was like, fun, like,
yeah, but
he
was very sweet because you would be like, look out the window, look, we're in the sky. And he'd look, and then he'd look at you and be like, mm-hmm. Like,
know,
he'd be like,
he was
like, yeah, I see, dad. He was like, so sweet. Mm-hmm. I think you should maybe.
He's a way better flyer than me.
Yeah, he's a great flyer. He's a very good flyer.
Yeah.
They're one of the flights he had a hard time on. The flight one, there's four flights we took. The first flight back home was a long one. From Connecticut to Denver was long. And he asked a lot how much longer. And
but that's not like, he's not like, why is there turbulence? He's not like, he's couldn't care
less. No, doesn't think anything of it.
To me, whenever there's the slightest bit of turbulence, I'll like look at you for like reassurance.
I know, it's sweet.
And you're like, you won't even look at me anymore back. You'll just like pat me and be like, it's okay, little baby.
Yeah. No. At one point I remember on the plane where there was some turbulence. And you look to Flynn, who didn't notice and didn't care. And you go, it's just because we're in the clouds and the clouds are doing that. And he was like, what?
He took out his headphones.
He's like, what? Shut up. Yeah. And you're like, it's just the clouds, Flynn. It's just because there's clouds. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, no. Why am I so anxious all the time?
I think a lot of people are. I think it's very universal. Like it's a terrifying thing to fly.
I think it's wild that happens. But yeah, the plugs don't work. You're right.
They don't.
Maybe it's from because they're low and people plug things in and then they are kicking them or whatever. And so like the plug holes are getting all like bent or stretched out or something like that. They don't. Everything's just. They just.
No,
things just
loose.
Blubble out of those plugs.
They don't. They're yeah.
But it is crazy to be able to charge things way up in the sky.
So who do you think needs to relax, love?
I was going to keep it Halloween themed, and I was going to say this stuff, this fake spiderweb stuff that you get at Halloween
stuff.
Sorts, and see, it's like, I hate the feeling of it.
It feels like our cat Daisy.
Yes. What? No.
Yes. That's how she feels.
Feels worse than this. but I think it's like, you know, it's like this Halloween kind of tradition. You get like the fake spider webs, or whatever, and then you try and spread them out, but like they always come out like clumpy. They're really hard to like spread and make look like a real spider web. I don't think they actually look like spider webs.
They look like Halloween.
They look like whatever. But I hate the feeling of it, and I hate then having to clean it up. And so I was like, I looked up today. I was like, oh, other people must hate this stuff. Like, you know, what else can I say about it? And I found a bunch of research from like wildlife groups about how bad this is for nature.
Really?
So I thought I would make myself and you aware of that and that, say that we shouldn't use it anymore because apparently when you put this outside, mm-hmm. it traps like little bugs, could trap small animals. And apparently it's like birds too.
Shut up.
One of the websites had a picture of like a giant owl, like all caught up in this.
Oh my God. It's
stuff.
Horrible.
Yeah, because it's like crazy synthetic fibers, right? I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It just seems.
No.
Well,
the bugs, I mean, no offense. I'm going to hot take. The bugs can go.
Come on.
Don't let Flynn hear this. But like the bugs.
Which ones?
I don't feel too bad about that. We have so many bugs.
That we can afford to hurt them with fake
spider
webs?
I don't want to hurt anything. I'm just saying like. I don't feel too. Look, we're not going to use the spider webs again now that we know this.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
but
I
I'm saying that
know.
Like, I don't feel too bad that maybe we've lost some bugs because we've used this stuff. But birds and like little animals and stuff, that's very sad.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And then I had one other little just thing that one of our kids said that made me laugh so hard that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
And then I have literally nothing else to talk about.
Oh, I have so many things.
But I love when they like pick up. Your isms, like your things that you say or whatever. Like it's really funny to me when like little Maisie or little Wessex say something where like it's like straight out of like their big brother's like brain or your brain. But like we're doing dinner time the other night, you were upstairs starting their bath or whatever. And like, you know how like the two-year-olds, they'll just like hand you something, like they'll hand you specifically trash, like they'll finish a snack and they'll just stick their hand out, like holding it up to you or whatever like that. Wesley did that to Flynn. He like had finished like gummies or a bar or whatever. And he has like the wrapper and he just is like not even looking at Flynn. And he goes to like hand it to Flynn. And Flynn goes, what do I look like, a trash can? The amount of times I've heard you say to him, what am I, a trash can? Like, because he would just hand you trash as opposed to put it in the trash can.
That's not how that works.
No,
you put
I know,
it in the
but
trash.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Just
Flynn said
I was like, yeah, I like, you know, I just overheard it. It
that's
was
so
really
funny.
Funny.
Flynn did something like that to me the other day because Maisie was upset. And sometimes when Maisie gets upset, Flynn will, I don't want to say like poke the bear, but like he's kind of poking the bear. You know, like it'll be like if she's upset about something.
Well, he wants to fix it.
Yeah. But like once she's calmed down or calming down, he'll like remind her of the thing that she is upset about, if you know what I'm saying. And it'll kind of like, it doesn't do it to be mean or whatever. It's just like, he's five. And so he's like trying to understand the situation, but sometimes it'll like escalate things more, you know?
Yeah.
And so, there's been a couple of times where I've said to Flynn, like, hey buddy, I've got this. Let mommy talk to her. And, please don't interrupt right now. You know, I'll like ask him to please not like, let me handle it. And the other day, Maisie was upset. And he said to me, hey, mommy, just stop. Mm-hmm. Just stop talking to her. Like, I'm going to do it. I was like, no.
Yeah, he's not.
But he really is a little parrot. Like, he'll repeat whatever we say. It's very funny.
Yeah. And Wesley just copies everything he does because, like, Flynn's like his idol.
Yes.
But, yeah, as far as de-escalating situations with the two-year-olds right now, you could just be breathing and you might escalate situations.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. It is brutal. But wait, what was your relax?
Terrible.
Me?
The spiderweb stuff.
Oh, that's right. And you just wanted to tell me that story. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah,
I saw it
in my phone.
Yeah.
Before we got started, I was like, oh, I got to tell her that.
What do I look like, a trash can? I didn't tell you this yet. I just talked about it in my vlog, but yesterday, Maisie, I went to like pick her up and she was looking up at me and she goes, mommy, what are those stripes? And I said, stripes?
Oh, no.
She goes, yeah, what are those stripes?
Where?
She points to my armpits. it was stubble. And I go, this, like, show. And she's like, yeah, what is that? She goes, how did you do that? I do not like it. How about my armpit hair?
She's very observant and has a lot
very
of
blunt
and has opinions and is blunt about them. About
very,
her,
very blunt.
Her opinions.
Yes.
That, what's to do your face?
What? She says, what'd you do to your face?
Yeah. You know what I did?
Huh?
As a gift in a gift basket or something, like I'd gotten I'd never used these. These were before my time, but those like star patches for pimples.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And she was like, I don't like this star on your face. We didn't have that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Me neither. Definitely.
We had like stringent wipes. They were like little, did you ever use those? Like Oxy. Oh, no. It was like a little white pad that just was burning alcohol and it was like sandpaper burning.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We had like the oil pad things. You like pat the oil away and like
soaps with like sand in them and rocks and you would rub the sandy.
I think they still have all these things.
And Clearasil, like tinted Clearasil.
Mm-hmm.
But now people just wear stars and I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cute. Mm-hmm. I have some spooky things to talk about if you don't mind.
Let's get scary.
So, you know, it's Halloween. It's a spooky season and that's exciting. Some people love to be scared and love getting spooked.
I love horror movies.
I will not watch them.
You cannot watch a horror movie. It's crazy.
I don't like being scared.
I love horror movies in October. No one will watch them with me.
Not me. Find someone else. It won't be me. But I was thinking about it and like, there are things that are super scary that I think there should be more horror, scary, spooky movies about. More people should talk about during the holiday season of the Halloween holiday season. Because most people, when you think of like scary things, you think of, you know, I don't know, what's spooky? This ghosts and goblins and witches and you think of that stuff. Mm. But I started to make a list and I was hoping you could help me with more things. A list of things that is like actually some of the scariest things in the world to me as an adult.
Okay.
Okay. So like, here's a really spooky, scary thing. Let's say you're texting someone.
Mm-hmm.
They text you, you text them back, and then they immediately call you.
Terrifying.
That's scary.
I think any phone call is scary.
Phone calls in general are certainly scary, but most phone calls you can just like click ignore. But if you're texting someone,
you have to answer.
You have to answer. That is spooky dookie.
Terrifying.
That's very scary.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
Check engine light.
Oh, that's very
scary. Or being low on gas.
No, you are not afraid of running low on gas. You are insane. And you scare me when we're running low on gas. He will take it all the way to like, the gas light will go on, which is already anxiety inducing.
This happened just the other day and I was just teasing you. I was just like, oh.
It's not a tease. If it's like legit, we're going to run out of gas with our kids in the car.
Yeah, I know, spooky, right?
We had, okay, so I was like, the gas light went on and I was like, we got a gas. He's like, we can make it home. And I was like, we absolutely cannot.
We were
like, it says 21 miles or something. And he's like, we're 15 miles to home.
But
so
we're
like,
on the highway. So like, even though the mileage matched up on like Apple Maps or whatever to how many miles left the car was telling us we had, we would like lose more. Because we were doing highway miles.
So as we got closer and closer to home, it got to a point where it was like...
You were losing your mind.
I was freaking out. It was like 3 miles to empty. The car said 3 miles to empty and we had 5 miles left to home.
I was like, we can do it.
I was like, we're going to run out of gas on the freeway. Like, but we barely made... Like it said 0 miles to empty when we got to the gas station. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
That is
very spooky. Here's a really scary thing.
Okay.
Silence.
Oof.
Silence is the scariest thing in the world. To me.
I like silence.
Never.
On like a solo hike.
No.
I like to just listen to the trees and like the crazy thoughts that you think. But falling to sleep, don't like silence.
No, can't.
Especially
have
since
it.
Having kids now, I like need like a white noise machine and something else is like.
Do I want silence. When we get in the car, if he doesn't put music on immediately, I'm like, I panic. I'm like, why is there no sound? There's just silence. And you, what
and
are
when
we
you're alone
silence?
And there's nothing to produce sound, you just sing or no, you talk to yourself.
Oh yeah. I talk to myself or I sing
so
to myself.
Not silence.
I can have silence.
What if we have a moment of silence right now? How long do you think we could last?
I can't do it at all. It's not happening. Oop. Next thing that I find very scary. Ready? This one's really spooky.
Can we wait? Let's be quiet for 5 seconds.
No.
I just want to see what it feels like.
I don't want to, but I love you. I don't want to do that to our listeners. That's not nice.
Okay. Why? What do you mean? Maybe they...
Because they won't like it. It's scary.
Okay.
I don't want to... I mean, anyway.
What else you got?
I have... Okay, this one's very spooky. When you have like an acne, speaking of acne from your pimple patches, a zit, as some would say, and you're like... Ugh. A normal person who actually tries to deal with that. Cause some people are like, I don't touch it when I get a zit. Like, okay, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
A liar? Like, who doesn't go at it?
Where are you going with this? And it's scary.
Because when you have one that's like, oh, that's ready to go and you got to get it. And then it won't go. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like when you're trying
know you didn't get it. Yeah.
No, when you literally can't, you're like, I'm looking at it. I can see that this can be taken care of.
And you can't get
it? And it cannot, it won't happen. And you just end up with like a gaping wound, but like somehow the zit is still there.
Jeez, no.
Inside of your like wound.
I mean,
or
yuck.
Just like a big red mark. Come yuck. On. You don't agree with this one?
No.
That's scary.
Can I do one?
Yes.
When you leave explicit instructions to a food delivery person to leave it at the door. Like you put that in the notes, like leave at door or whatever. And they insist on meeting you face to face.
Oh, that's very spooky. I put that down as someone knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Just like in general, anyone knocking on the door, ringing the doorbell, that scares me. I will hide.
Why do we have to meet face to face for this like handoff of a breakfast burrito? Like, come on.
Oh, that's very scary.
I don't want to, I can't, it scares me.
This one's really spooky.
Okay.
Seeing someone you kind of know, like from your past or just like not someone you know well, like someone, an acquaintance in public, like at the grocery store.
I run the
CVS.
Other way.
Scary.
Yeah. Run away.
Spooky. That's scary.
I've like basically turned around on an escalator and run up the last 3 steps the wrong way to avoid seeing someone like from my past.
Yeah. Like
that happened in a Barnes and Noble.
Faintly know.
Yeah.
Like that is very spooky to me.
I don't want. Yeah.
But if they come and say hi to me, I'm never like...
No, then it's fine.
It's so nice. It's so lovely. Yeah. It's so good to see them.
You're people.
But if I just see them, I'm like, the awkwardness of like, did they see me and not come say hi to me?
Right.
Did we make eye contact? I don't think so. Wait, am I rude now? Did we make eye contact and I don't say hi? Do they not want me to say hi? Because they didn't say hi.
Right.
It's like that whole part of it is spooky to me. Do they want to be left alone? Do they want to say hi? I don't want to bother them if they just want to get their shopping done. Sometimes when I go out, I don't want, you know, to see anyone I know because like I look like a mess or whatever.
I don't think there's ever a time where I go to do something and I'm like, I hope I see someone I know.
No, but if someone does say hi to me that I know from like my past, like I'm never like, oh, I'm so pissed they did that. I'm like so always happy to see them and talk to them.
Yeah.
But it's just like the seeing them and before the talking happens is always like, oh, that is scary stuff. Mm-hmm.
Scary, love.
Here's a really scary one. When you're in a group of people or in a new setting of sorts and people ask you to go around the room and say a fun fact about yourself or like an interesting or fun fact about yourself. That
terrifying.
Is spooky. That's scary.
I had to do that. I had to do that for an orientation for one of our kids' schools. I think went around and
Did you say?
What did I say?
Yeah, I wasn't there for this. Obviously, I was home with the kids. But what did you say? I don't remember. I think you told me. But what did you say for the interesting fact?
I don't know if I had to do an interesting fact in this instance, but like just I had to go around and like introduce yourself. You know what I mean?
I feel like those are pointless because. I feel like the majority of people would be anxious or uncomfortable or embarrassed in those situations. And so like when I feel that way, I can't remember anyone else. I'm only thinking like, okay, it's almost to me. Okay. 3 more people to me. Okay. What am I saying? I'm saying this. This is what I'll say. Okay. Wait, I'm rehearsing it in my head and I'm not remembering anyone's names.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're kind of pointless. Cause it's like, just wear a name tag. Maybe.
I will not, I'm sorry, but if you're like a new human to me, I will not learn your name for like 6 times.
Maybe yeah. I'm the same way. It's really hard for me to remember.
I don't
names.
Listen when people say their names.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
Thing.
Some people like have like a thing that they do so they can remember. You know what I mean? Like maybe I should start doing that, like repeat or something, but yeah, I'm so bad at
me too.
Names, you know, a heightened version of what you're saying is scary is when we were just home and we were at that gala thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as it starts going, we realize everybody that's being like inducted into this my high school's Hall of Fame has prepared a speech.
Yeah.
A very long speech.
Right.
That was scary for me.
That was.
Luckily, I had a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah.
like 2 hours of speeches to think about it.
But it was really impressive what you did. Like I was so impressed.
But I was like haunted.
Well, I was very, very impressed with that. Yeah, he didn't think he was going to have to make a speech, and then
they told me that I asked, and they were like, "No, you can give some remarks. No, you can just say thank you." Everybody else had typed speeches, pages, in like binders.
Yeah, yeah. Eric went up and basically improvised a speech that was so incredible. I was like near tears with pride and joy. That was so incredible.
Yeah, public speaking. Going around sharing a fun fact. I don't like it on Thanksgiving. I don't think that's scary. Even on Thanksgiving, and it's like, it's literally...
It doesn't scare me on Thanksgiving.
It's literally your family, your immediate and extended family members. And they're like, let's all go around and say something we're thankful for. I am anxious in that moment. Wow. I'm scared.
I'm not scared in that, but I am scared every other time. What would be your fun fact?
My fun fact about me is... It's gonna make up something stupid, but
I literally can't think of what I've said in the past, like in college and high school and stuff, when we've had to go around saying an interesting or fun fact. Like, I can't even think of what I would have said.
I don't think I've really ever been in that position where I had. Well,
you've never had to give a fun fact about yourself.
Well, what would you tell me? What's a fun fact about me?
Well, there's so many fun facts about you. You're incredible.
You think I have fun facts?
You're so fun.
I think you have fun facts too, love.
What are some fun facts? Here, I'll tell you some fun facts about you.
Okay.
Fun facts about Eric Stockland. He has a pierced ear.
Yeah.
You had an earring in earlier.
I did.
Which I hadn't seen in a very long time. That's a fun fact.
Ocean City Boardwalk when I was in seventh grade.
Yep. He's a very good skateboarder. That's a fun fact, an interesting fun fact. He taught himself how to play guitar and drums and piano a little bit. That's a fun, exciting fact that you just like taught yourself these things.
Yeah.
You have... cool tattoos.
That's
fun.
Talked
about. Those are fun things. You're a brilliant actor who's been on a lot of TV shows. Those are fun, interesting facts.
Relax.
I could go on and on and on, but there's just so accolades. Many fun, silly facts. I mean, there. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm not going to talk about like all the things I love about you are different than like fun facts, like silly fun facts.
Yeah,
there's so many things, but I don't know what you would see. That's the hard part. Is like, what do you say? Because you're not going to be like, I have a pierced ear.
Fun fact about me, I have a pierced ear.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to say?
Yeah, it's not that fun. I can drive stick shift.
Okay. I just remembered.
I learned to drive stick shift.
I never learned how to drive stick shift. That's impressive.
And I only drove cars that were stick shift until like a few years ago.
Oh.
Is that fun?
I don't know. I just remembered one about that I have said before, I think in high school or elementary school. I can fold my tongue.
Like how?
Like this. Uh-uh.
Can you do this?
Well, of course I can do that. I can fold my tongue, but like most people can't do that. They just like stick it in their, it's like it's in your lip. Yeah, it's in your lip.
I can't, that's not a good look. Do it again.
Hold on, I have to get all the spit off my tongue and I feel like it's a gross noise.
No. Oh, okay.
Ta-da.
Whoa. What was the little flick you did after?
Well, it just undid itself.
Lovey.
Anyway, I think that was like my thing. I have like, I don't know.
You could fold your tongue.
Oh, you can bend the tip of your finger. I can't do that. Oh, wait, I can actually.
Just that one joint?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did that the other day to Flynn and he was really
I can move just
whoa,
the top joint.
You can move it well. Okay,
That's why I broke this finger in a Lazy Susan. Is that fun a fact?
Yeah.
You know what a Lazy Susan is?
Of course I know
what
a
Lazy
Susan,
Susan
is.
Where, like the low one where we kept our cereal, still do, in fact, at my parents' house. And I would spin it around to be like, sorry, grape nuts, not your day, to get to the good cereals. And I caught my finger in it.
Mm, my goodness.
Playing with that. Who was Susan? This doesn't seem lazy to me. It seems like
really incredible.
Like a pretty good invention.
Yeah.
Of how to like make a small amount of space in a corner be a rotating drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got drawers here. What are we gonna do in this counter? I got an idea. We'll put like a weird half door that opens and then it'll be a whole spinny thing in there. And like, what's lazy about that? And who's Susan? I don't know.
It's not only in those, like the first time I ever encountered a Lazy Susan, I remember I was really young, but I was at a restaurant. It was a big circle table and they had a Lazy Susan in the middle so that you could pass around like the condiments and like.
Is that still called a Lazy Susan? Just anything that rotates is.
Well, yeah, Lazy Susan is like a thing that it's like a typically like a
kitchen
thing. I thought
it was specifically the corner cabinet that like spins around.
No,
I'm saying it's... anything that moves in a circle is a lazy Susan.
Anything in the world, not a carousel. Like,
Have you ever performed on a stage that was a lazy Susan? I've done that.
Stop it. First of all, no, I've never done a show like
with a stage
rotating
that rotates.
Stage, no,
I have.
But now I have to look this up because I'm pretty sure a lazy Susan isn't just what's inside of a cabinet. I think lazy Susans are something that you can.
Like a dish that rotates is also, I think
yes,
it's just a rotating dish.
Look at these. When I type in lazy Susan, it's literally, that's the only thing that pops up. It doesn't even come up in a cabinet.
Okay, now
it's what? Only just like.
It's just cutting boards that rotate?
Yes, pretty much. They have them for bathrooms.
For bathrooms?
See, there's the one you were talking about that goes like inside of a corner. But like, yeah, lazy Susans are.
Do me a favor.
What?
Can you just Google really quickly, why is it called a lazy Susan?
Of course I can.
Because it's going to drive me bonkers.
Oh my God. Okay. this is not what I was expecting. So it seems as though there's a lot of theories on how the name came about because they're not quite sure. This is from all my research I've done in the last 10 minutes. But one speculation is that the name derives from servants in the 1700s who were referred to as Susans. Another popular theory is that Thomas Jefferson invented them for his daughter, Susan, who often complained that she was always the last to be served at the dinner table. Yet regardless of its maker, historians can date the actual product back to the 18th century England, where it was commonly referred to as a dumb waiter at the time. In America, it first appeared as the Lazy Susan in a Vanity Fair advertisement in 1917.
Lazy Susan, dumb waiter?
Yeah, I know. And then, so, but then it's like, I think it's kind of offensive to some people.
Like where like, there's like a hole in the wall and you could like lift something up like a little elevator.
I guess not. And the use of lazy in the name might suggest a device that serves the function of a servant without needing the effort of a human server, thus being a lazy solution. This interpretation could be construed as having a mildly derogatory or sexist undertone, depending on one's perspective.
Yeah,
so
I don't like it anymore.
Alternatives should be like rotating tray or turntable.
I like
so now
what about
we know.
What about
I
lazy,
didn't know that.
What about lazy waiter?
I mean,
I just combine the two.
I don't know. I had no idea. I had always called it a lazy Susan. I didn't know the history behind it.
Why would you ever think to?
I would never think to look that up.
Yeah.
Rotating tray. Well, I do like rotating trays, so we can just call it that.
Well, rotating tray cabinet broke my finger, and that's why I can bend it like
that. Well, good to know. We learned a lot.
And that was the long-winded, what's a fun fact about it?
Oh my God. Speaking of spooky stuff, let's read some comments.
Oh gosh.
Comments can always be spooky.
From the internet?
I know.
That sounds scary.
So last week's episode had some lovely comments. Thank you for everyone who was commenting last week. We're going to read some of them right now. I loved this one. Dan's Like a Rock Star commented, Eric really loves Colleen, even with those pants. That's beautiful to see.
What pants?
I was wearing just like pajama pants, but they were like tie-dye blue, ugly pajama pants. And it made me cackle out loud, just like this person sweetly dissing me so hard in my ugly pants. So thank you. That was very sweet.
We've gone over how your pajama bottom game is.
It's top tier.
Top tier.
Okay. So Amy said.
Hey, Amy.
I need to know the details on how Eric pooped his pants. You cannot skip over that shit.
Yes, we can.
Nice pun. Skip over that shit. That's funny. Oh. But also,
did I tell the story or
no? Last week I was like, we're not talking about poop.
I didn't.
And then I said, maybe love. Did something come out of your butt?
What counts as pooping
that
your pants?
That wasn't poop. Poop coming out and
how
into
much?
Your pants
how
counts
much poop,
as pooping your pants.
How much poop coming out is pooping your pants?
Poop coming out of your body and ending up on your underwear and pants is pooping your pants.
Then what's a wet toot? What? Is that poop? Are you saying wet toots are poops?
No, there's
sharts. Uh-huh.
But that's not, to me, sharts like, first of all, who's
like
sharting as an adult?
What?
I feel like that's not as common as an adult. Like that's like a kid thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
How you describe the situation to me.
Does it happen to adults?
No, it does. I mean, but rare. Like, it's not common. Mm-hmm. But what you explained to me with this poop story that we started talking about last week and we never finished. So I feel like it's inappropriate. You know, we try not to talk too much about poop. I don't know how we always end up. What's weird is we always end up talking a lot about poop on this podcast. But in real life, like life outside of the podcast, I don't think we hardly ever talk about poop unless it's about like,
a diaper,
the kids and pooping things. Yeah. But yes, we last
but
week
publicly,
we touched on it.
Publicly, we talk about it.
That Eric did this, and you started to tell the story, and I stopped you. I said, okay, maybe next week. So it's next week. Actually, is it next week or is it the week after? I don't know how long ago that was, but I think it was last week's episode.
It was my literal birthday. And
it was my
birthday, and it was in the morning, and I was like, you know what I want? One thing I want for my birthday is I want to go for a hike. And I went for a hike by myself. Like I described earlier.
He didn't even
earlier.
Tell me he was going. He just went.
I thought
you went to the gym and.
Yeah, you were working for a bit, and I was like, I could have gone to the gym, but I was like, oh, it's my birthday. I want to be outside in nature. I'm going to go. Yeah. There's like this trail. It's relatively close to us. So I'm going to go hike that trail. It's like literally up a mountain. And I got to the top of the mountain, and I mean, I thought it was just hiking, regular hiking gas as you get, you know, there's a little more to it than
okay.
that.
That's not what you said to me.
and then it was like, well, what do you do here? You said I should have jumped in the creek.
Yes, he was right by a flowing creek of like
I know,
beautiful
but it was
clear
freezing
water.
Cold water.
It was a hot day. You were hiking, and it is cold water. It is cold water. But here's the deal.
There's people around.
Exactly why you should have done it, because he said that it went through, and there was like a mark on his
there was like
booty.
A spot.
Like for me. No way I wouldn't be in that water immediately. Because
you know,
then it's
funny.
Like, oh, my pants are just wet.
You know,
as opposed
funny.
To like, there's poop on my
I
pants.
I was wearing like these like sweat shorts and they're actually brown. I was wearing
doesn't matter.
Brown
there's a wet
sweat
spot
shorts.
On your anus of your pants.
It's just sweat.
No one's going to think that's where your anus is.
Yeah.
Love.
You don't sweat from your butt crack?
You sweat in your butt crack, but like if there's a poo-shaped splatter, no one's going to think that's sweat.
Anyways, yeah, happy birthday to me. Yeah, I was at the top of that. So then I had to hike back down. Like
in fact,
that.
If it was sweat, people still would see that and go, that person pooped their pants.
Well,
but
then,
he chose to not go in the creek.
I
he
did.
Chose to just continue hiking.
No, not continue hiking. I turned around.
You had to hike all the way back. That's
yeah,
hiking.
Yeah, it's what hiking
wasn't
is.
Wasn't that like itchy? Chafy? Was
Stop.
It uncomfortable?
Itchy.
Well, I mean, come on.
No, it was fine.
Oh my God.
It's totally
fine. I can't
fine.
Believe it.
Yep. I don't think I... To elaborate further.
Yes, please.
I had gone to this hike on a bike.
Yes. So then you had to bike home.
So then I had to
bike
home.
Really?
And if you know how bike seats are.
I've heard.
Yeah. So.
Oh man.
I was like, come on, this is my birthday. Why is this happening? But I guess it's just, you know, maybe it's more metaphorical. Like you're getting older. You know what I mean?
So,
you don't have control of all your faculties the way you used to.
You
I
had
guess.
Control. You chose to fart.
I didn't know that it was going to do that.
I know that does suck, but I want to know from you guys in the comments, what would you have done in his situation? Would you have jumped in the creek or would you have continued to hike?
What are you going to do? It's not like I had wipes with me.
Well, I mean, you figure
just
it out.
Hike
you
back down bottomless.
No, you go in the creek with
go
your
in the
shorts
creek?
On and you get your shorts and you go back down with wet shorts. Like, oh, I jumped in the creek to cool down. Like
that's one way. I mean, yeah, that's in hindsight, maybe I should have done that.
No, I'm not saying you should have. I'm saying like.
That's what you would have done?
That's what I would have done.
You would not have done that.
Yes, I would have.
I've been to that creek with you many times. I've jumped in this creek many times.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I've shat myself. You never go. You never would.
Have
go
you ever
creek?
Been with me when I've shit myself?
Probably. Honestly.
You have not.
Some of the things I've heard. Some of the sounds that I've heard.
Well,
what
also,
else could
the,
it have
the circumstances
been?
Were different too, because if we're at the creek and we drove to the creek and it's a 2-minute walk to our car as opposed to like a walk down a mountain, it's different.
When was the last time you pooped yourself? 5 years? 10?
Oh, and a less than that for sure. I don't know.
A week?
No, not a week. I don't remember the last time, but I'm sure it was within the last year. I don't know.
All right.
But I can't think of a time specifically, but yeah. Okay. Anyway, hope that
helps
quenched your thirst
yeah,
for Eric's poop story.
Amy.
Marina said,
Marina,
that's pretty am I the only one who was hoping that Colleen and Eric would do a stage kiss? Because I was talking about how my first kiss ever was a stage kiss. And she wanted us to do a stage kiss. And I was like, what does that mean? Like to do a stage, like to demonstrate what a stage kiss is?
You know what's insane?
Hmm.
Didn't we do something when we first started dating?
Yeah, we made a video like, and it was like fan fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Yeah. I was thinking about how you and I should watch it because I haven't watched it since we posted it. I was thinking you and I should rewatch that and react to it sometime. I think that'd be really
funny.
We
acted out fan fiction, right?
Yeah. I think crazy. We should react to it.
And did we kiss in that?
Yeah. And that was very much like a fake kiss. Stage kiss.
Yeah.
So you can watch that, I guess.
We'll watch that.
We should rewatch that, though. I think that'd be fun.
Okay.
I have one more comment.
Let's do it on our anniversary.
What is
which
that?
Is?
I do not know.
We've November? Been over
this. Who knows? Sometime in November. There's 8th? A lot going on.
9th?
I thought it was like the 13th or something like that.
Okay.
14th?
A lot going on in November.
Or 16th. I feel like it was 13th or 15th or 16th. Or it could have been the 8th or 9th or 7th. One of those. 8th or 9th for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one of those, but 13th or 15th or 16th if it's one of those.
We should figure out when our anniversary is.
Yeah. Author girl pet parent said, is there an, she's quoting you, is there an animal that puts everything in wraps? And then like a laughing emoji, because you said that. We were talking about what animal we would be and you said, is there an animal that puts everything in wraps?
Yeah.
Surely a sentence that has never ever been uttered before. And then someone else said, hey, Samantha said, just thought I would add, a spider wraps up their food before using it.
Spider always making burritos.
Come on, always making wraps, always making burritos. So maybe you're a spider. I thought that was an interesting comment.
That is interesting. Spiders make wraps.
They do. So you're like a spider. Anyway,
genius.
I know.
Genius comment.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this spooky episode. Happy Halloween, everyone. We hope you're having a safe, wonderful, beautiful, exciting, not rude or mean Halloween.
Yeah, don't be TPing anyone's houses.
Don't be egging people's houses.
Have a
fabulous Halloween and please go vote. And we'll see you next week.
What's your favorite Halloween candy? Yes, go vote. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I like Butterfingers and peanut M&Ms and Airheads. What about you? Reese's.
Airheads?
I love Airheads.
I've never seen you eat an Airhead. You're lying.
I don't just go buy them. I love them though. I really do.
Why?
They're delicious.
They don't even taste like food or candy.
Most of these things. But you like Reese's Pieces, right?
I guess if it's chocolate. I don't really have any sweet tooth left in me.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah. All righty. Go vote. Bye.
Bye.